This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Graham. The Twins got off the snide in a matinee game yesterday in Cincinnati. They snapped a six-game skid with a 12-5 win over the Reds. Byron Buxton hit two homers. Ryan Jeffers went deep and drove home four. Cody Clemens hit a long ball, and Brooks Lee extended his career-high hitting streak to 18 straight games. It's the current longest active streak in the major leagues. He says he's trying not to think about the streak.
I mean, I feel like the past 2 days, you know, I started out not getting a hit, which is, you know, it's not the end of the world, but I'm like, all right, let's get a hit. Like, I was 0 for 3 to start the game, and I really got to hone in and make sure that I'm staying, you know, on top of myself, and I'm not trying to, you know, force stuff to happen, but just trying to go up there with a clear mind and do the same exact thing I would if I was 3 for 3.
Lee says his offense is now coming along this season, and he needs now to not let down on defense.
Definitely don't take it to defense. I never want to do that, so take my mind off of that when I'm out there on the field, and then if I need to look at video or whatever, but just making sure that I swing a good pitch, and whatever happens, happens. If I happen to go over, it's not the end of the world. Just wake up, try again tomorrow.
On the mound yesterday, Chris Paddock got the win. The Twins are now 500. They return home tonight, hosting the border rival Milwaukee Brewers for game one of a three-game interleague series at Target Field. The first pitch is 7:10. The AAA Saints snapped a seven-game slide with an 8-2 victory last night in St. Paul over Toledo. The same two teams play tonight at CHS Field at 7:07. The Lynx are back in action tomorrow night. The LA Sparks are in Minneapolis. Minnesota practiced yesterday at team headquarters in downtown Minneapolis and welcomed 11 young players as part of their junior dream team. Lynx guard Bridget Carlton.
The kids had so much energy, and they were bought into it just as much as we were. And then we get competitive, and then so it's always fun. I mean, playing basketball, playing sports, we love that. And we feel like kids, and we're out there.
The Lynx and the Sparks will tip off tomorrow night at 7 o'clock at the Target Center. This is MNN Sports.